Kumlan and Ablak Gemara. We are up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're learning about that if somebody has is an oinin or something, he's potter from mitzvahs. He has to occupy himself with taking care of the person, and either because of oisig mitzvah or because of covered ames. And we learned, like Ravashi, that meisei mutl funa doesn't mean literally it has to be in front of you, as long as it's your responsibility. And we learned from Avraham Avinu, he still called Sarah his, that is in front of me, even though it wasn't before him, because it was his responsibility. Says the Gemara, we're up to, meisei in. The first word of the line is dummy, which is about 20 lines from the top of the page. Says the Gemara, so what can I include from all of this? Meisei in. That what happens if it's one of your seven relatives that you have to mourn for? Yes, that is correct. But if I'm just guarding it, the mace, for covered a mace, it's not my mace. I'm not exempt from doing mitzvahs. Well, we learn about Tanya, we learn clearly, because this Mishnah says, meisei mutl. It sounds like the only time that you are exempt from mitzvahs is if it's your mace. It says over there, hamishamis a mace, if you're guarding a mace, afa pisha einoi meisei, even though it's not your mace, potter mikrishma minatfilu minatfilu minatfilu, you're also exempt. You're also exempt. Says the Gemara, Mishamroi, you're right. If you're guarding a mace, afa pisha ain a mace, even though it's not your immediate relative, you are covered a mace, or oisig mitzah, you are potter from mitzvahs. Meisoi, if it happens to be your relative, afa pisha ain a mishamroi, even though you're not watching it at all. And then it's your mace, it's one of your seven mace, and you have to be thinking about it, so therefore you are exempt from mitzvahs.
Always one's guarding a mace in the house.
Sorry?
Always one's guarding a mace in the house.
We say Tehillim, you know, and that's you know, next to the mace, yeah. Says the Gemara, okay, so it sounds from here, meisoi umisham roi, either it's your immediate relative, or it's you're watching, it's your exempt from mitzvahs. In, yes, you are exempt from mitzvahs. Avol mahalo bebeisak vodas, what happens time you're strolling through a basic vodas? Loi, then you're not exempt. Right, you have to do all your mitzvahs. So that's a question about Tanya. You look in the Braisa, lo yahalich other beis hakvodes. A person should not wander through a beis hakvodes. Should walk through a kvodes. V'tfilin beroyshe, wearing tefillin on your head. V'sefer Torah bezroye, and sefer Torah in your arms. V'koide, or reading this and reading sefer Torah. So I'll tell you about this machlekes. V'im oisek kain, and if you did that over, you actually did an aveda mishum lo yiglerush. You are poking fun. You are taunting a poor person. In other words, they cannot do mitzvahs. They cannot wear tefillin. They cannot learn Torah, and you are so, and you're stabbing them in the back again because you're saying, hey, you see what I can do, and chayav v'seyu, that you're mocking them. So what are you telling me? But the fact is that you're potter. The fact you're potter. Says the Gemara, hasam over there, toichar ba'amas over there. It's only immediately next to the kever. It's a machlekes. If you have a base hakvaras, does it also have the dinner for amas, or the whole base hakvaras becomes like one kever? And this is talking about sporadic kevarim. Is who the us? Aber chutzla ba'amas chay. Once you step outside the four amas, you have to wear tefillin and all that. The amama we learned maize toifes dalad amas, that a maize has four amas the krishma. That for krishma you shouldn't say it within their four amas. But in the case that we're talking about here, meisoi or mishamroi, even outside of four amas. So first of all, we have a big machlek say when it says sefer Torah. Does it mean just walking with a sefer Torah, or it means reading a sefer Torah? Tosfos says over here that Tosfos learns clearly that sefer Torah means you read the Kodesh is one thing. You're not allowed to have a sefer Torah and learn from it next to a kever. But to stand walk with a sefer Torah or with a sefer, why not? Says Tosfos asks them, why does it say sefer Torah and reading anything green? Because you say Tosfos, who I didn't balpe makes no difference if you're saying the sefer Torah for reading it from a sefer Torah or saying it by heart. So why Taka doesn't mention sefer Torah? There's an answer. One thing. So why Taka doesn't mention sefer? Good point. He doesn't say sefer Torah. So the need for answers because you're not allowed to say dvarim shebiksav balpe. So if you're talking about that, you had a sefer Torah in order to learn. But according to Tosfos and the Ritva and Rabbi Yehuda and others, if you just walking with sefer Torah and basic words, you're allowed to. The Rambam, however, makes in two separate dinim. One is having a sefer Torah in your hand, and there's another din, learning. You now do both. So they asked the Nebuchadnezzar the question. The Zohar says that it is an ace tzara to Eden. What you should do is take a sefer Torah and go to the Beis HaKvaris. That's what you should do. So the question is, on the one hand, the Zohar said you should go to Beis HaKvaris and with a sefer Torah, and then you have the Rambam who says, you're not even walking with a sefer Torah. What you should do? So you go to the whole people there, the Rishonim, who say that you're allowed to walk with a sefer Torah, it's only a question of learning, and so on. Okay. Based on all this is the whole thing about tzitzis. If you're allowed to wear tzitzis in the Beis HaKodesh. Actually, some of the Shemim are saying, now that we're tzitzis b'chlau, gotta remove your tzitzis. And we do, obviously, we tuck it in our pants. So Tesis has a whole shock. We'll tell you here that whether Mesim, we had the exact same taste, similar tastes in the end of Sachnida, whether Mesim wear tzitzis or don't wear tzitzis, is it in the way Loi L'Rosh? If you're going to put on tzitzis on a mace, you're, as if you're poking fun, you're not chayiv mitzvahs, but I'm going to remind you all the time that you cannot do mitzvahs. And therefore you do put on tzitzis. And therefore you don't. Yeah, but the tzitzis, either they cut tzitzis off or they take the tzitzis and tie them in a way that they're not really proper tzitzis, different than hugging. But they bring a raya that you do with tzitzis is from the fact that, if you remember Gemara Baba Basra and Guzman Rabba Chana, we have over there that they went, this Arab guy took him to the place where the Meisei Midbar were all buried. And he saw that they were all wearing tzitzis. Says it. He saw tzitzis that had big. They were very tall, and very big, and so on. So we see that mefedish mason with tzitzis. Says the main time. No right from there. Faket. They remember the Gemara and the Tainis that they used to go into the graves every year by themselves while they were alive, and then 5 days later, those who got up. Those who didn't. So they wore tzitzis because they were alive when they went in. No right from there. Yeah, it's a big controversy, and Tesis says an interesting thing. Rabbi Tam says that in the olden days when everybody wore tzitzis, so therefore putting tzitzis on a mace is all right because mace and all that. But he says my times, a lot of people didn't wear tzitzis at all. If you're going to put tzitzis on them when they're dead, that in itself is loy l'rosh. You say when you're alive, when you chayiv mitzvah, you didn't do it. Now that you're dead, you're going to put on tzitzis. Makes it worse. And to put on only those who did wear tzitzis b'chayiv and not on those who didn't, that's even worse. You're highlighting the fact that these guys didn't wear tzitzis. So that's the controversy. Back to the Gemara. Said the Gemara, "Good for the sandal." I'm Shamar. Says Avi Shein Meisa. If you're guarding a Meisa, even though it's not your relative, Potter Mekriyish Minatfilin Umekom Mitzvahs Amuru. They Potter Molim Mitzvahs. How you Shnayim? If the two people guarding the Meisa, then you take a roster. Zem Shamar Vezekoyder. While one guy's watching, the other guy reads. Zem Shamar Vezekoyder. Another guy's watching, the other guy reads. Ben Azir says, "How you boying Besvina?" In other words, but on a ship is the same thing. Says Ben Azir, but on a ship. In the ship, you don't have to have a rast at all. Just leave the corpse there, and both of you can go and daven. My benai, what's the chalek is by a ship? Why does Tanakhama hold by a ship? Also, you need one person watching all the time. Are you worried about ship mice, or ship rats, or ship rodents, or not? If you are chayshin, you need to guard him all the time. If you're not, don't worry. Tell him what we learned. If somebody's carrying bones from one place to another place of a person, you have to have the recherets. Don't put them just in some kind of a sack, a leather sack. And place them on the donkey in the same level that you're on, and you sit right next to it. That's not pasnish. It's not appropriate. So Tesis holds, but you're allowed to sling it behind your back. The Rambam holds, you're not allowed to sling it behind your back. But if you're scared that if from goyim or mipnei listim or from robbers, then you're allowed to place it next to you because you're doing it for the benefit of the Torah itself. So it's not a bezoin anymore. You're doing it for the benefit of the Torah. Okay, and talking about the case where you have to ride the horse and go quickly.
To the Rambam, you've got a small sefer Torah and you're flying with it.
Oh, no, everyone holds you can hold it in your hand. No, everyone holds you hold like this.
Yeah,
100%.
Not according to the Rambam.
No. I remember we were in Caracas, someone brought us a sefer Torah that was used during, they were partisans, so they used it while they're running around the whole time. And the sefer Torah is made out of deer skin. So the Torah was smaller than this box. And it was so light. It was beautiful. A tiny sefer Torah that was kosher and very easy to read. It was an unbelievable sefer Torah. It was very light. So somebody wrote it, and he said they used it the whole war. Okay. Then after he finishes these two dinim, the beginning that says don't do it next to you, and the sefer says that if it's a kani allowed to, you have to ride on a horse and go quickly. However, the way they say by bones, the same laws apply to sefer. Aha, in which case, ilay mareicha, that you shouldn't have it next to you sitting on the same level. Pshita, obviously. Migora sefer and tzomer, but you have to have less respect for sefer and tzomer. Bones, ella sefer, that mokas a kani, or you're scared of listing, you're allowed to do it. Anybody who sees a dead body and you don't escort it, you're even aveilim, and escorting means, because the Shoinim say you should walk four amis together with the coffin. As if again you're taunting the poor person. If you did escort the coffin, what's his chad? And regarding this person, it says in the pasuk, "Malve Hashem Chaynendal." It's as if you're lending to the Eibishter somebody with Chaynendal, who's nice and charitable to a poor person, and we can attach the word "malve" as if "melave." If you're escorting, it's as if you're escorting Hashem, somebody who escorts a dal. And you mechabed the Eibishter those who give chayn to a very poor person. Rabbi Enos, and now this is an interesting Gemara. We're having a discussion now whether people, once they pass on, do they have any awareness of what's happening in this world over here? We already learned in the end of Ksuvah's day that Rebbe used to come back every Shabbos and make kiddush for his family. But that's talking about tzaddikim. And this is also Kareem Chaim, as we'll see when we get there. But we're talking about Stam. Do Mesim know what's happening in this world? Is Abchi and Rabbi Enison? So it seems to be a machleik is Abchi and Rabbi Enison. Once they would have a ka'azli, they would shakli v'azli basic quarters, walking in the basic quarters. Have a kashadya tichlata de Rabbi Enison. This is what we talk about tzitzis. His tzitzis was hanging down. And Ambele, Rabchi said, Dalia, please pick up your tzitzis. Kedei, that in order, the Mesim shouldn't say, tomorrow this guy is going to join us. Right now he thinks, because he's still alive, he can taunt us or embarrass us. Because he can do mitzvahs and he can. I don't agree with you. They don't know what's going on here. How would the Mesim know if I wear tzitzis, I don't wear tzitzis, and why should I take it off? In fact, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says that we'll soon see the entire pasuk. But it says clearly, it says that the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. It says ein yodim u'umah, they know nothing, so they don't know if I'm wearing tzitzis or not. So Rabbi Yehuda said they've had no problem wearing tzitzis. He believed that the dead have no idea what's going on. Omalei said to him, "Im karisa, if you read it, learned once, lo shenisa, never chazit. Im shenisa, if you repeated it, lo shalashti, didn't a third time, and im shalashti, lo pishloch." That means you never knew pshat in the first place. Not that you forgot, you never knew. Let me tell you the entire pasuk. Ki achayim yodim sheyamusu. It says that the living will know that they will die. What's that referring to? Not people who are alive. Obviously, they know what's going on. It means elu tzadikim. We're talking about tzadikim shebemisasan. While they are dead, nikra chayim, they're called living. Shinema, it says, and how do I know that tzaddikim, while they're dead, they know what's going on? Because it says the pasuk, uvenayo ben Yehoyada, ben ish chai, was a son of a living person, which is obvious. No, he couldn't have been the son of a dead person, then he wouldn't have been born. So what does he mean? Rav Polim did many great things, mekapziel, from the town of Kapziel, uhika he has smitten a shneari of Maya, the two leaders of Maya. And we'll see later how the Gemara attaches all of these things, that he was unequaled as a leader himself. Who Yorad, he went down, and he has smitten the lion, in the pit, on a snowy day. Now, in the pasuk it says, Chayol, there's a Kri Naksiv. The Kri is Chayol, he was a soldier, a valiant soldier, but we're going to the Ksiv is Chay. The Ksiv is Chay, and the Kri is Chayol. And the same thing, the word boir. The kri is boir, but the ksiv is be'er. And we're going to follow the ksiv here and all the things. So we're going to say chai, we're going to say be'er. Okay? Yeah, because the Gemara makes a big deal of Ben Ish-chai. And it's talking about his father was a great tzaddik, Yehoyada. Says the Gemara, but now the mobile tag. Ben Yishchai, and we're going to bring an eye from all of this that a dead person knows what's going on in this world. Ben Yishchai, the son of a living person. Otu Kulam Ben Mason, you know what? Everybody else is the children of the people who are dead. Ela Ben Yishchai, Shafil Ben Sasa, even after he passed away, Kodachai was a living person. Rav Polim did many wonderful things. Mekapziel, Natana Kapziel. Sheriba the Kibbutz Poyin Latayde. He went out there and he gathered, because Kapziel also means gathered. He gathered people to be effective in learning Tayde. And then he has smitten Shnei Ariel Mayav. He hit the two Ariel of Mayav, two leaders of Mayav. What do you mean the two? Who are the two leaders of Mayav? Who are the two, progenitors of Mayav? Shlaima and David. David and Shlaima. So we're saying that Benoyah was equal There was no one equal to him. So Ariel here, we're going to say, is actually referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and the two Batei Hamikdash, and there was no one equal to him. All the tzaddikim, side the first Beis Hamikdash, side the second Beis Hamikdash, and then Vehu Yorad, he went down. He hit the line between Chaboy in the Be'er, and we're going to touch Boyer as a Be'er with spring so that he can go to Mikveh. The Yom Hashalig on a snowy day. So what happened was, he went to the mikveh. Why he could the Amri the Tova Geziza? The big thing was that he broke the ice, the barda, the nochas the Tova. Went mikveh. How many Chassidim, Babaji Chassidim, went to the mikveh in Russia by breaking the ice and going into the water? And here we make such a big deal out of it, and there's no fanfare over here. He went to the mikveh for Kedi in order to learn Torah. And the Mephoshim already asked, and this is way before to the Tekonis Ezra. Ezra is the one who said that you have to go to Mikveh if you have a Kedi on a mission. So that in itself was the greatness. At that time, there was no such Inyan, and yet he still went to the Mikveh in the snow, and he went in. Ikedam, the others say what he did was, the Tana Sifra de Veirav, he sat and learned the entire Sifra, Rav, which is on Chumash Vayikra, which is very difficult. The Yomus is in one wintry day, and it was a very short day. He's such a big Talmud Chacham. In one short day, he finished the entire Sefer Beirav. Rashi says it to his Kainim before he said, in Rashi, different places, says different things of Sefer Beirav, what exactly means. It means the Svarim of the Yeshiva, or Stam, or whatever it is, or Dafke Bamidbar and Dvarim. Here he says it's Taylor's Kainim. From the context, it's very difficult, so Vayikra is difficult. Kotchim is difficult. Says the Gemara, still we haven't yet finished our question. A previous question of the innocent. The Hamasin, then it says in the Pasik, the Hamasin, many whether the Mason know nothing. Elu Rishoyim, we're talking about who are these Mason, not dead people, living people, Shebechayim Kri Mason, they're called dead even when they're alive. Shenema. Because it says in Pasik, that regarding Sikhio, Atar Cholol Rosh Nasi Yisrael, that he said that you are going to be dead, the Nasi Yisrael. And he was still alive at the time, and he called him Chol, that he's going to be dead. So what does that mean? That means that even while you're alive, you're considered dead. Or Iboy's Hemavacha, or another mocker for that a Rosh is considered dead. Apishnaim Edim, Shlosh Edim, Yumas Hames. Two or three Edim, the murderer should be put to death. And it says Yumas put to death Hames, the dead person. What do you mean? He's still alive right now. Chayu, Ela Hames Mikara. He was dead from the beginning. So what do we see from here? That this pasuk has nothing to do with, you said that they don't know what's going on. We're talking about, not talking about dead there at all, we're talking about living people. Living people to show him. We don't know what's going on, don't understand Torah or anything else. So therefore we have a machlekes, Rabbi Chi says that dead people know what's going on, and Rabbi Yenison says that they don't. It says in Mulevayt, Nothing. Lekriyasa, the children of Chia once went out of town, and to go see how the fields are doing, everything else. And Ayakale Tamudayu, see how the ass is going. And suddenly they forgot. They forgot their learning. They were so involved in the business. They forgot their learning. And have a Kometzad Laku. They were trying very hard to try to remember. They didn't know these Carnegie programs of how to remember things. Is Amale Chadle Chavrei. So one said to his friend, why call him friend and not his brother? He once said to the friend, Yada Avon Bahitzada, you think our father knows how that his children are now in pain because they can't remember how to learn? How would he know? It says in Feshon Pasik, Yechabdu Bonav, that the children will be honored, and Yevla Yada, the father won't have a clue. So what are you telling me that the father doesn't know what's going on? But see, there's a pasuk which clearly says, "Basari olav yichav, his flesh will hurt him, and nafshe olav te'ovel, and his soul will mourn it." So it says clearly that what that the flesh feels pain even after they're dead. So they do feel what's going on. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "What kind of pain are we talking about? Kosherim lameis, that worms bother a corpse. Kemachat kebazachai, it hurts just like a needle in a living person." So we see they're aware of what's happening afterwards. Says the Gemara. So the other son of Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Amri bitzad yo yada." You're right. A mace knows exactly what's happening to him afterwards to themselves. But they have no idea what's happening with other people. Our father does not know what's happening with our children. Okay, so here they're having the same discussion. Are the dead aware of what's happening? No, but Tanya, we learn. You're telling me the dead have no idea what's going on? Let me ask you a question. And only Tzar? There was a story where the Chassid, usually a Chassid is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, or another Rabbi Yehuda. Very hard story to understand, as we'll see in a minute. That he once gave a dinner to a poor person on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Bishnei Betzaydis. He was a hungry, it was a famine, and obviously every penny counts. And he was very generous, big Baal Tzedakah, and he gave to a poor person, someone had less than him. The Knithasa Ishta, his wife was very upset. And she started to argue with him. Why did you give away our last pennies? We ourselves don't have much. And basically, in order to make shalom bayis, he decided to leave the house for the day. On Rosh Hashanah by night. Just imagine, Rosh Hashanah by night, he went to sleep in the basic quarters. Hard to understand. What's he doing in Rosh Hashanah by night in the basic quarters? Anyway, stay in shul. He heard stay ruchas here, two spirits, and Mesapazos who were talking to each other. One said to the other one, Chavarti, my friend, boy, even Noshad Bo'ilim, let's go and travel the world. And here, what's happening on the other side of the wall? Ma'poroni is Bo'ilim, Rosh Hashanah, and the Abishah determines what's going to happen to the whole world. Rashi in Barbas and Afyudi, Rashi says that even though the Abishah talks about Hashanah, he doesn't paskin until Yom Kippur. Here, it seems that they paskin Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see in a minute. And it also, there's a big machlekes of showing we had a mission in Rosh Hashanah, Tanoim. You know, what about, let's say, fruits of a tree? Rosh Hashanah, you know, you have Shavuos, is the Rosh Hashanah for fruits of a tree. So what does that mean? So the judgment for fruits of a tree is on Rosh Hashanah, or is it on Shavuos? Is it Rosh Hashanah and we only find out about it on Shavuos, or is it actually on Shavuos itself? So anyway, from this whole story, it seems everything happens on Rosh Hashanah. So
Amr al-Khabit. As if it's judgment already at night, then you should claim you should learn Shefa at night to do it in the Arab the Sotan.
Well, so see, yeah, good. So they want to know what's happening. So some say actually this is the second night of Shema. I am buried in a mat full of reeds. I can't leave. I'm embarrassed to leave, even though the body doesn't leave. But the neshamas know what's going on. As we said before, they know what's happening to themselves. That's why we have tachrichim that decompose very quickly, so the neshama can leave. Ela lechi at, you go, mashat shemas, whatever you hear, amnili, tell me. And this is Rabbi Yehuda bar Loi, is hearing the whole time. Obviously, he was a big tzaddik because he was able to hear the neshamas talking to each other. Holchi, she went to shut up. My friend said, ma shomer achayre pag, what do you hear behind the wall? Omar Allah said, Shamati, I heard Shekola Zareya, there's different seasons. We know that three seasons. And the 17th day of Cheshvan, the 23rd day of Cheshvan, and the first day of Kislev. Anyone who plant, and most people plant, everyone plants before the first season. You want as much rain as possible. So the basket was Shekola Zareya, but what I heard was Shekola Zareya, but if you're a Shoina, anybody plants the first season, Borad Malkoi, they'll be attacked by these hailstones like we had a few days ago. And it will be destroyed. So Halachu, he was smart. You know, the hailstones were coming right after, let's say, hailstones will break the hard things, but the soft things, it won't break. So it happened. The hailstones might have happened after the second period, but his seeds were just fresh, so they wouldn't be broken. Mashenki, and the other ones, they started sprouting, they're going to break. Halachu, he went, Vizorabavishin in the second period, Shania, Kalaylu Kulaylaka, Shalaylaka. He was the only one that made money, and it didn't destroy.
What
I don't understand is how what I just told you is Rashi. I don't understand why Rashi has to learn that the Borod came after the second Revi'ah, second season, but his was soft and therefore didn't break. And just say that it happened between the first and the second, and therefore they all got destroyed. Unless it won't get destroyed because they just put it in the ground, you know, it won't get destroyed.
The soft stuff didn't get, but their first stuff.
That's right. But it is worse. The following year, now it's hard to understand. They have another fight with his wife. He decided ever to shut it out. He's sleeping in a crib. So that's why it's hard to understand. It's a beautiful life. It's a chassid. Okay, it's one thing. Shalom bayis. Here to make a few dollars is to sleep in a basic quarters. We had the Gemara Chagiga that you shouldn't sleep in basic quarters alone. and even though for different reasons, but it's the whole thing is a little bit inappropriate. Okay. But Shammai heard Oysish to the same spirit. Shammai Sapa Zamazu. I'm going to have the boy in the Shabbat. Let's go fly, travel the world. What's happening? You go, Mashat Shammai, boy. I'm going to tell me. And he came back. The friend came and asked, was waiting there. What did you hear? He said, Shammai, I heard you call Zerei, but we are Shania. Anybody plants this time around, the other way around. Anybody plants a second time, Shidofa Malkoi, so the strong winds will come and destroy it. Meanwhile, everyone from last year decided they'll be smart this year. They're going to wait for the second season. Holach v'zora b'vidashayna. So he went, and the strong winds just opposite. They blow away all the seeds, but once you're firm in the ground, it won't blow you away. So v'vidashayna kolayla kula nishdiv shalala nishdiv. His wasn't destroyed because they're already firm in the ground. Everyone else's was destroyed because the seed just came and blew away. What's going on here? All of a sudden, in the last 2 years, you made a fortune. It doesn't make sense. Where do you get to become so smart? The whole world was destroyed. He told her all of these things. He told the whole story. The time went by. Obviously, he didn't know how to be discreet. A few days later, this woman obviously has a habit of getting into fights with people, not only her husband. And she got into a fight with the mother of that young girl who never passed away, who was buried in a mat of reeds. Amrullah, so she got angry. She said to that mother, you can argue with me, you know what kind of mother you are? I will show your daughter. She kavuda the machzel shalkanim. You buried her in a mat of reeds. The Shonachet, the following year, now a third year in a row, Rabbi Yehuda, but Lord decided to sleep in the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah. The Shama, and he heard, he heard these people talking to each other. These tapes from the Shama is, so he said, no, let's go travel the world. She said, Chavati, Hanichoni, leave me. Our conversations are being heard by the living. Alma, what is he clear from the story? Yadi. That the dead know what's happening in the living and don't do with pain. Because he didn't interfere with them. He just sat there and did nothing. They know things, I guess, things that are happening. He didn't do anything. Or maybe they didn't mind if he heard as long as he kept quiet. Now that he's telling everybody, and now that he insulted her mother, said to her mother, not bad. Let's see what's happening in the world. Okay, you're right. You're true. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess maybe something. Where are we? You're right. Why are the curious only hear about Peronis? Why don't they hear any good things are happening? Pretty morbid. Where are we? No raya. Dilma inish acharina shachi va'ozov amlu. Maybe somebody else will pass away. Somebody else passed away, and that person told them, met them up in Gan Eden, and told them what's happening in this world. Not that they themselves know directly. Toshma coming here. Okay, so no raya from there. The Zidi having mafkes gabesh besicha. Zidi used to store his money by his hostess. Ad osi va'ozov lebeirav. Once he went to yeshiva and he came back, shchiva, she died. And he didn't know where she hid the money. Ozel Basri went after L'chatzah Mavis. Very interesting, the Gemara calls it a Beis HaKvara, it's a Chatzah Mavis, a courtyard of death. The Rebbe will call it a Beis HaChaim, never use negative language. The Gemara calls it a Beis HaKvara. And here in these stories, the Gemara a few times will call it Chatzar Mavis, which is a pretty negative name. No, Beis HaChaim. Beis HaChaim. The Rebbe always says Beis HaChaim. Yeah.
When you come to that's the sword, it says
basically kind of it should, yeah, that's so exactly. So here so what is it? Amallah Zuzi Hecha, where's the money? He went to her cave. So where's my money? Amallah, she said, Zil Shaklina Matusi Bitsunari the Dasha Bidek Palam. Go over there and take there's a hinge in the door. Open the hinge, you'll find the money buried over there. The aim, do me a favor, why are you there? Tell my mother to shadili misakoi, send me my comb, the gufsoi, the kuchle, my little pail of paint. I have to paint my, put my makeup on and my thing. Bahadi palnisa the osil macha, because this girl is coming and joining us tomorrow. So she knew that tomorrow somebody's going to die. Nobody told her. So we see that they do know what's happening in this world. Why she said that was because she's like she was rubbing it in. She's upset that she passed away so young. She missed out most of her life. Alma Yodi, again, I said, no, Dilma Duma Kodim Achla. Maybe every day there was a Malach who's appointed the head of all the Neshamas, got up, made an announcement. Chevra, tomorrow these people are coming to join you. Toshma Kamaniya, Davud, Shmuel, the father Shmuel, have a Kamifka, they got Bezuz, they asked me, people used to store him money if you say me. Kinoch Nafshi, when he passed away, Lahav Shmuel, Gabe Shmuel wasn't there. And no one knew where he kept the money. So then people started accusing, abusing Shmuel, and they called him, Havikakorle Bar, you are the son of Ochil Zuzi de Yasma. You're the son of a man who stole orphans' money. Oh, you obviously had to find where the money was. Ozzel, he went after his father. To this, again, see, Chatzar Mavis, I mean, it's pretty negative. He said, I want my father, I'm looking for my father, but he's not, Abba doesn't mean father, that was actually his name, his name was Abba. Omrele, they told him, suddenly, some of the Shomers told him, Abba Tuvik Ocha, there are a lot of Abbas here, and no last name's name. Omrele, Bina Abba Bar Abba, my Zayd also was called Abba. Omrele, Abba Bar Abba, Nami Tuvika, many of those. I want Abba Bar Abba, who's the father of Shmuel. Hey, where is he? He's very gone. He's up in Gan Eden. In the meantime, he's standing in the Beis HaKvaros, talking to all the neshamas. In the meantime, Chazil Levi the Yosef Ebrei. He saw Levi that was, it was a circle. All the neshamas sat in the circle, and Levi was outside the circle. He said to Levi, why are you sitting outside the circle? My time, Lo Solka, why don't you go in? They told me that all those years I didn't walk into the yeshiva of Rab Ephes, I actually offended him. He won't allow me in Sifta Dekir. Well, the story was that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi passed away, he actually named all of his successors. One son will be a Chacham, one son will be a Nasi. And then he said, Abchoma Bar Chanina should become the Reish Yeshiva. He wasn't a son, but he was the biggest Talmud Chacham. Abchoma Bar Chanina, after Rebbe passed away, said that Rab Ephes is 2.5 years older than me. Pasnish that I should become Reish Yeshiva. Let him step in instead of me. Which is an amazing feat of Anivus. So everyone went to Rab Ephes. But Levi felt that if Rebbe Paskin said that Rabbi Chanina should be the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm going to go to him. So he was the only one who used to go to the shir of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Everyone else went to Rabbi Ephes. And Rabbi Ephes got offended because Rabbi Levi was the biggest Amoida and he didn't show up in his shir. He took it personal. So that's why he's being punished, which is hard to understand. Who did the right thing there? Did Levi do the right thing? Did everyone else do the right thing?
Do you remember the story about Levi that he was in Babel, he went to Babel and he passed away in Babel and somehow around the moon it's a soul? He was sitting around the course of every
single. No, we had Levi, he was Levi's a Talmud of Rebbe. According to some, Levi was a Rebbe of Shmuel. Not a Rebbe of Shmuel. Yeah, we have him a few times. We'll see later that beautiful Gemara in Avon, but Rebbe and Levi was asking all these questions. Yeah, Levi's a big Amida. And maybe I don't remember at the moment. I don't remember, but so yes, and why? So that's why he was there. So he said, okay, what happened? Anyway, sorry, I missed. Okay. I won't let you in. Meanwhile, adhoch. In the meantime, osa avua. So Shmuel's father came along. Shmuel saw that his father was laughing and crying and laughing. Omele, my time, kabochi. Why are you crying? Omele, why am I crying? The lago cause you come to join us soon. So I'm crying. You're going to pass away soon. My time, achiche. So why are you laughing? The chashive b'hai almotuve. Over here upstairs, you are a very choshive person. Omele. So Shmuel said to his father, if I'm a choshive person, then I lula Levi. Tell them I want Levi to go into Gan Eden. They shouldn't be punished. He did the right thing. By lula Levi. So he did. Listen to him. Omele turned to his father. Zuzi the yasme. Where's the money for the yisaimim? Omele zil shakilna. Go and take it. But amso the chaya, you'll find in the base of the mill. And you'll find there underneath a packet of money. I want you to know as follows. Eloi v'tatoi. There's money on top, there's money on the bottom, there's money in between. Eloi v'tatoi, you're done. The money on top, the money on the bottom is ours. Umitzoi diyasi. In the middle is all the money of the Yisayimim. Omale, my time of Rachis. Shmuel said his father, what's a strange thing? Why did you do that? Omale said, very simple. Iginu v'ganvi. People will steal it. Miginu v'midudan. Then they'll steal. Iginu v'ganvi. They'll steal our money. Iachla ara. If, let's say, rots away in the ground, then achla midudan. Our money will rot. And I want to protect the money you're saying. Alma the Yodi. Again, we see that they know. How do we know? Because he knew that Shmuel was about to pass away. And also he knew, as Rashi says, who was considered chashev and who isn't from the living. Because he was so chashev, Kadmi and Machzeh, they announced already that he was going to, that he's a chashev person who's going to pass away. Why we don't answer it as well as somebody down here came and told, you know. The what?
Shmuel went to, how do you reconcile him not being Derush LeMeisim?
That's not Derush LeMeisim. They talk about it, but it's not Derush LeMeisim unless he's davening to the mace. The Prim Gondon writes in Hichazel. Unless you're davening to the mace, that this mace should help you. That's the only time Derush LeMeisim. Although, how do you go to Tzadikim's Kavarin and all that? Because if you look in the Ma'an Elosh, and Tzadikim's Kavarin, he's saying that they should be a Melus Yesher, and so on and so forth. You're not davening to the mace, that the mace should be the one to give you the bracha. It's through the mace.
Yeah, but here
they're conversing. Yeah, that's not Derush LeMeisim. Derush LeMeisim is only if you're asking for a bracha as a writer.
How would you, the mace, give you the bracha?
That's right. The Prima Godim at the end of in Hilchas El, when it says over there you should go to the Kvarim of Tzadikim, Tavkupay. Let's get to it. So what does he have from here? So we see that they do know something. We gave it. The bottom line, we had a machlekes of Chir Rabbi Yenison. Chir said they do know. Rabbi Yenison said they don't. Says the Gemara, after Rabbi Yenison heard the Beit, Rabbi Yenison changed his mind. I'll tell you in a minute the story about Father of Shmuel. I think I've told you once before, but I'll tell it again. Rabbi Yenison heard the Beit. I'm going to show you. Rabbi Yenison, and I the major happens. Rabbi Yenison himself said, "How do you know that the dead talk to each other?" Shemar. It says in Pasi by Moshe Rabbeinu when he's about to pass away. This is the land. I told Avram Yaakov the following. My lema, what do you mean the following? Lema means you should say it to somebody else. Who should you say it to? Go tell Avram Yaakov, I want you to be the messenger, to go to Avram Yaakov and tell him that the promise that the Eibishter made to you, I already fulfilled it to my children. Interesting how Moshe was able to say that when Moshe didn't go into Yisrael. How can he say that the Eibishter fulfilled it? Yeshua can say it. Moshe can say the Eibishter is about to fulfill it. Here it says Kiyamti Levnechem. I guess since by the Eibishter in Koil Chasapoy, the Eibishter says it's going to happen, and he puts it, and the Eden is standing right there. He can, as if he says. Yeah, but we're scared. Yeah. The machlekes of Eivra Yarden is considered Yisrael not. So maybe that's what it is, because Eivra Yarden, according to those who hold this Mamash Yisrael. If you tell me that they don't know what's going on, and the only thing they know is about their own tzak, what's going to help if he tells them? That means nothing to them. So one asks back. Elamai, so you want to say that they know what's happening. So why? What's the point of Moshe Rabbeinu telling them the news? The Yadu Lama Lemeimelu, why tell them? Lachzuki Le Tivus Lemoshe. The Eibishter wanted Moshe to get a thank you. That the others would say to Moshe, thank you very much for delivering the Eden out of Mitzrayim in order to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Not to inform the others. They knew. It's to that they should know as well. That Moshe Rabbeinu should get a thanks from the others. Okay, we'll stop here. Just an interesting story. The father of Shmuel's name was Abba. And yet he's always called in Shas Avur Shmuel. I think I told you the story once. Rabbi Chaim Goyen writes, he's always called Avur Shmuel. And he says a story that he was a fundraiser. You see, he took money from Shizaimim, he's a fundraiser. And he's a traveler for months and months on end. One day he meets this woman who saw in the stars or something, had an epiphany, that if she, that Shmuel's father that night, if he impregnates a woman, the child will be an amazing child. So she said to the father Shmuel, I would like to have a relation with you so that I can have that child. He believed her, and he went home in the middle of the night. He got home in the middle of the night, had a relation with his wife, and immediately went back. He had appointments wherever he was. He wasn't already in town for over 3 months. Anyway, 3 months later, everyone sees that she's pregnant. And they said, your husband hasn't been here for 6 months. You must have committed adultery. Who's the father? And obviously she tells him the story that Shmuel, my husband came home one night for 5 minutes. Nobody believed her. So they took her to a Beis Din and they gave her Malchus. And a number of months later, when Shmuel's father came home, Abba came home, they told him that your wife is terrible, you probably can't even live with her anymore because it's Abba. And he told them that's true. So they apologized to her, whatever. So since then, they called him Avur de Shmuel, because people were going around saying that Shmuel was a mamzer. So in order that everyone should know that, no, this is the father of Shmuel, and there's nobody else there, they called him Avur de Shmuel. And Shmuel said, I had a mark on my forehead, and that was from the malchus that my mother got. I was inside the womb, and I got also.
So this woman who asked him, because she's...
It was a guy.
Yeah. So
She was a goy. She was a Chaldoi. She was a, like a stargazer, you know. So on the stars.
What's the heat?
No, above.
So what she gave him? She gave him the inkling. So that's what he.
Yeah, he believed her.
But he didn't have a do.
No.